good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff hit me cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents, I'm Awake. And I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. And Wendy, we talk about Native issues and human issues on this show. It's pretty much a magazine show, and we really like to highlight people all across Turtle Island. And I know you have a great segment you're going to do today on our sacred animals. Mm-hmm. We have a new person, Lewis Eagle Thunder, stopping in, a TikTok famous person with really a lot of good information and a story.
Yeah, looking forward to talking to him.
Yeah, right on. And then we also have Robert Blake. I always like to say Bob Blake from Red Lake. I don't know. But he's owner of Solar Bear, and he has the solar news with us each Wednesday. So we're really excited. And you don't hear – and I bring this up every time is we really – you don't hear on radio what we're about to hear with Ogama with the Native News. And we're really proud to have her on the show each week or each day and talk about what's going on all over Turtle Island, and especially with these – pipelines that we're fighting that are on Native land. So why don't we get to Ogama, right?
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. You can call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Well, hey, without any further ado, and you didn't know I spoke French, let's go with Ogama. Hey, welcome, Ogama.
Hi, Anim Bujou. Thanks, Robert and Wendy. As always, I like to start my news with information on what's happening with the Stop Line 3 movement in northern Minnesota, because this is so very important. If you have not yet signed up to attend the Treaty People Gathering in northern Minnesota, June 5th through 8th, please sign up at treatypeoplegathering.com. There is a form you have to fill out for the logistics of the event, but if you fill out that form, this means that when you show up, there will be people there who will have attended to the things that you need, camping space, food, those types of things. If you plan on coming, please be prepared to be one of the treaty people and to be in solidarity with the indigenous and non-indigenous water protectors here in northern Minnesota. As Tara Hauska reminded people during the info call yesterday, that this is not an ecotourism event. They do want people to come and really stand with water protectors. So keep that in mind as you're filling out the form, and remember that now is the time to rise, protect, and stop Line 3. Other updates on the Stop Line 3 is that Shanai Mattson, a water protector with Honor the Earth, gave an update on her ride for the rivers today. She met up with Nancy Bolio near Bagley, Minnesota, and Nancy is from Bemidji 350 and Rise Coalition. We have her here on air on Tuesdays, so we had her on yesterday. So today she rode with Shanai in solidarity, and Nancy posted this really lovely informational video about where Enbridge plans to drill underneath the Mississippi River. Lovely because of the information. However, less lovely was the harassment that they faced, because a member of the public in a pickup truck drove by to harass them once they got close to the Enbridge work site. The driver yelled slurs at them and actually made a big old U-turn and drove into the ditch to drive past them in the opposite direction, yelling obscenities like the whole time. There is a video on Shanai Mattson's Facebook page about it. She said the local sheriff did take the plate number down and that no one was hurt. So those types of things are definitely happening in northern Minnesota. Native people, indigenous people, water protectors are being harassed by not just police, but the general community, people that seem to think Line 3 is a good idea. So if you want to get trained on creative resistance, there is an event tonight, actually. The Indigenous People's Power Project has an online event at 7:30, and they're going to discuss messaging, design, and art practice. You can go to their website or their Facebook to get the Zoom link to sign up. That starts at 7:30 p.m. That's right after Native Roots Radio. Be a nice segue. Tomorrow is Thirsty Third Thursday in Bacchus. It's on Front Street North in Bacchus, Minnesota. It's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. If you're in northern Minnesota, that is a really fun event in a very cute little town in Bacchus, Minnesota, to go and meet up and talk with water protectors and like-minded people. Tomorrow at 7:30 to 8:30 p.m., MN350 is having a Line 3 call to action. It is an online event, and this week they're going to be joined by three organizers who will share information about the, guess what, the Treaty People Gathering, June 5th through 8th. They're also going to share about the importance of taking direct action and answering questions you might have about what direct action is and why we do it. And then this weekend, Camp McGizzy is hosting medic training, the South Sound Street Medics of Seattle and Portland will be at Camp McGizzy on the 21st and 22nd, and we'll be doing in-depth frontline medic training. So that is another event if you're in northern Minnesota this weekend. In other news in Minnesota, on Monday there was a train derailment near Albert Lea that resulted in about 40,000 gallons of hydrochloric acid being spilled. And that is according to ABC and the Hubbard Broadcasting affiliate KAAL Rochester. So Saturday afternoon, approximately 28 cars on the Union Pacific train derailed near Goose Lake in Albert Lea. Three of the tanker cars filled with hydrochloric acid were breached. One of those tankers was completely emptied, and the other two were half emptied. Union Pacific is in the process of working with the EPA and the MPCA, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, to try to mitigate the spill and figure out what to do about contaminated soil and wetlands. They are doing air quality, soil and water sampling, and all of those are happening at the site. And crews are working to restore the land. The cause of this derailment at this time is still not known, but it is being investigated. In South Dakota, Christy Noem filed a lawsuit against the federal government over a 4th of July fireworks display she wants to put on at Mount Rushmore. She sued the Department of the Interior last month because the Park Service denied the state's application for the event, citing safety concerns and objections from local tribes. So just this past week, the Cheyenne River Sioux, who Christy Noem has a really notoriously bad relationship with, joined the lawsuit in opposition to Noem, and she is currently asking a federal judge to order the Park Service to allow the fireworks display. The International Governmental Affairs Coordinator for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, Remy Bald Eagle, said that they will not allow the voice of the people to be silenced by improper communication or misrepresentation by Governor Noem. Noem also wrote to President Biden last month and said that the tribes were consulted before the event last year. But Tuesday, just the day before yesterday, the Cheyenne River Sioux put out a statement and denied that that was the case. They said that they had never been contacted about it. So that is an ongoing thing that I'm sure we'll have more information on later. And the last thing I want to touch on is that the International Indian Treaty Council, which is an organization of indigenous peoples from North, Central, South America, the Caribbean, and the Pacific, that work together for sovereignty rights for indigenous peoples, they put out a press release or a statement on Monday condemning the killing of innocent Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. So it says that they condemn the recent threat of forced displacement of Palestinian residents and the violent raid by Israeli security forces on the Al-Aqsa Mosque in East Jerusalem. I'm not really well-versed in the history of this, but I did, you know, take to Wikipedia as one does. And according to Wikipedia, which was updated about 4 hours ago, as a result of the violence so far, at least 217 Palestinians have been killed, including of which are 63 children. And Palestinian rocket fire has killed 12 in Israel. So that's kind of the difference of what's happening with the fighting over there right now.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. Our prayers are out there, Wendy, for the Palestinians.
Yep.
This is a siege on their land, and it can't, you know, and we're used to that as Native Americans here. So
praying for peace.
That's right. Awesome. Hey, up next, a new segment here with Louis Eagle Thunder. We're really excited. He's TikTok famous, and he's got a lot of really good things to say.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Be my way. Lanine. I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are Alusa Nation.
Welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yeah, and you don't have to live in Minnesota. They get calls all over Turtle Island, yeah. So feel free to give them a call anytime. Well, Wendy, you know, when you're watching your cooking show and I go to bed, what do I go do?
Watch TikTok.
Yeah. So what? This brother reached out to us, and he's TikTok famous.
But
and
you've seen him on TikTok.
Yes, I follow him.
Yeah.
So it's all meant to be, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
It's all meant to be. So we have Lewis Eagle Thunder, who's just an awesome TikToker and speaking the truth about Lakota and what's happening here in Minnesota and the Dakotas and all over Turtle Island. And you know, have you seen me this excited for a guest in a long time?
No, I haven't. So we're happy to have you.
Welcome, and come on and speak your truth. We really appreciate you coming on, Lewis.
First of all, thank you, Robert and Wendy, for allowing me to be on your program. I've been such a fan. Native Roots Radio, AM 950, Air America Radio back in the day. Just great, great people. Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay? Hopefully I'm coming through good.
Looking and, good.
All right. That sounds good. I just wanted to greet all my relatives out there. How mataku yape, mia ma lakota, sechango hemecha, yuha chante washte nape chayuza pelo. I greet you with a good heart and a warm handshake, as we say in the Lakota greeting. But thank you again for allowing me to come on here. We got so much to discuss when it comes to TikTok. It's crazy. Kids are just signing up in 30-second videos, one-minute video.
Yeah, and it's awesome because there's a real push of people who haven't been on TikTok. I shouldn't say the word push, but there is so much native stuff going on out there, Wendy. Mm-hmm. You've seen it. It's mm-hmm. and it's great, and it calls out people too. And I follow a bunch of people, but I follow the Lakota guy mm-hmm. a lot. Every night I see what he has to say, and I know you've had a couple things going on, and one of the things you wanted to talk about tonight. But I also wanted to show, and I wonder if Ogama is ready. I want to show one of the quick TikToks on Facebook here,
yeah,
and then you'll be able to hear it pretty well mm-hmm, when and, mm-hmm. and get the drift of it. So if you don't mind, Ogama, if you could just play that real quick. Oh, I don't hear anything. That was good,
we'll try it again. So
you missed the More You Know segment, you know, the
our Facebook people watching will see it, and the people listening on the radio will be able to hear it, hopefully, when it comes up.
We see you, but we don't hear it, so yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, it's cool. It worked in rehearsal, Wendy.
So what got you started doing TikToks?
You know, I have an 11-year-old, and these little kids are hit with technology. I'm just an old man. I cry this every day. You know, my back aches, my side, you know, you wake up, all kinds of crazy things ache. But he's like, Dad, you got to get on TikTok, all the kids. So I started going through it. Now, what I've noticed is that we live in a time in 2021 where there's a lot of natives reconnecting. A lot of us don't have elders to go to. A lot of us grew up in the city. You know, ICWA kids, you know, kids from the Indian Child Welfare Act, you know, like people who are disconnected but want to reconnect to their culture. And those of us that are connected, I think it's our obligation. And as a Lakota living Wa Lakota values is being that open conduit so that we can share our stories, share our creation stories, talk about, you know, our prayer songs and who we are and our history and understand our language. And I think those things are so important to talk about when we talk about social media and these devices and these new ways to reach out and, you know, connect to new people. And I've seen a lot of it. So I decided to do TikToks here and there about language, Lakota language, you know, culture, history. You know, there's a lot of really false narratives that we as natives always battle with, you know, the conquered myth, the myth that you know, a lot of us live on the res, you know, when only 22% of us live on the reservation right now, you know, so we're talking about a lot of urban Indians that really want to reconnect. And I found it just such an amazing platform to talk to people and encourage our young ones, especially our young kids, to say it's okay to be disconnected. It's okay to ask questions. It's okay to be proud to be Indigenous. It's amazing. You come from blood that is blood of resistance against an occupation that currently happens in 2021. I mean, that is amazing blood that we all come from. So in order to share those stories, I think it's been such a tremendous opportunity to do that. One thing I got involved with was Perry Poirier, who's a representative, South Dakota state representative.
An old Indian.
She's Lakota. And she wanted to, as you guys know, that Christy Noem story, oh my God, you know, lighting fireworks off George Washington's head. I mean, that is a desecrated sacred place, you know, Shakpe Tunkashila, the six grandfathers.
Yes.
And for her to have that priority, and you look at the disproportionate amount of missing and murdered Indigenous people in South Dakota, and she's not prioritizing that. So Perry Poirier had a bill, HB 1199, and it was in the Senate. It was in the state Senate, state legislature. And I just put out a talk, said, hey, you know, we all need to, you know, get a hold of Christy Noem, give her a call, you know, like write her emails. And I had all this outpouring of people, allies and Native people, mm-hmm. giving her a call relentlessly. And she signed the bill. And now we have a full-time liaison in South Dakota that is dedicated to missing and murdered Indigenous people that works under the state attorney general's office. And that's a big win considering Christy mm-hmm. Noem's been there. But that speaks to the activism that we can take now in 2021. You know, we're all in COVID, we're all cooped up, but there's still some amazing things we can do. You know, we talk about this Remove the Stain. I don't know, Robert, if you want to lead into that.
Yeah, that's. I think Ogama is ready to play the video right now. Why don't we?
Yeah,
why
sure.
don't we play that TikTok if you can, Ogama?
I need you to please share this video. December 29th, 1890, U.S. soldiers slaughtered hundreds of Lakota men, women, and children at Wounded Knee on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. This is now known as the Wounded Knee Massacre. The Remove the Stain Act is legislation that would rescind these medals of honor given to 20 soldiers of the U.S. Army that participated in the slaughter of innocent, fleeing women, children, elderly, and men. Senators have reintroduced Bill 1073, to rescind these medals of honor. I need you to take action. It's currently sitting in the Senate Armed Services Committee. We need them to add it to the schedule for discussion and move it to the Senate floor for a vote and to be signed.
Friends, I'm asking you to get a hold of members on the Senate Armed Services Committee and put it on the docket for 2021. Please share and download this video. Send it to as many people as you can.
God, I love TikTok, Wendy.
That's awesome. It's a really powerful message, and you reach a lot of people. How many followers do you have?
Right now, it's at 43,000 right now.
Wow, that's awesome.
I did not expect it at all, to be honest. You know, you just keep on doing stuff, and people seem to follow it. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah,
it's a lot different than Twitter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you have like a TikTok schedule? Like you plan on doing one like once a week or once a month?
Oh, it's once a day, isn't it?
Or is it just like I'm
Lakota. We're on Indian time.
Okay.
Well, I'm always impressed too. And I think, you know, I think people are really starving for the right knowledge too, especially not only, you know, our ICWA people and our people that are off the res, but also our allies, too. And I think, as you know, AM 950 and Double Radio in Madison and in Chicago, those people are allies and they want to know in a good way. And it's fun because you say in a good way and you do call out people that do not say things in a good way. And I really appreciate that, too. And, you know, you can split screen them, Wendy, and then go, this guy's full of BS. You don't do that. But, I mean, you do tell people the right way. And I just am really excited to have you on.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, I wonder, Ogama, if we could you try and play the first one now? Because that one was hilarious. And then we'll wrap it up with you, Lewis. Here we go.
Let me tell you an old Indian adage. Just because you were conceived in a Jeep doesn't make you a Cherokee.
Can I just say one thing? So this is an ongoing. this is an ongoing narrative that we battle as Indigenous people, yes. as people that say that cultural appropriation is okay because they have Native ancestry, because their great-grandmother is a Cherokee princess, or right. whatever. So right. they seem to always push the narrative that, oh, no, I'm Indian. So it's okay right. to wear the head the headdress and to do the things we do. And that's why I thought that was great. It got such a good response on Twitter. It's like, oh, of course, right? Everyone's, you know, Cherokee nowadays. So,
Or Blackfoot.
But again, or Blackfoot. Exactly.
I hear Blackfoot too a lot. And it's like, what? Oh, okay. But shoot, our time's is okay. up here, and just give a quick shout out on the bill again, and maybe a phone number, and then also how we can follow you on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm at Lakota Guy. It's pretty easy if you're on TikTok at Lakota Guy. And if I plead with all your audience, if you could please, I made it really easy. I composed the entire letter to write to your senator to plead with them to rescind 20 medals of honor given at Wounded Knee. All you have to do is text 50409, and the message is sign P-E-V-W-Y-P, sign space P-E-V-W-Y-P. And what that does is that it'll ask you what your senator is and, you know, your zip code if you don't know your senator, and it'll send them the letter, and you don't have to do anything. It's 20 seconds of activism, and it will go a long way.
Right on. Oh, Peenigie, thank you so much for being on, and we'll talk to you really soon. This was really fun.
Wolfie LaTonka, thank you guys.
Thank you.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
We are Alusa Nation.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice, and the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Two excellent groups.
Yes,
they
are.
We love their support. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a really good segment with Lewis, a TikTok famous. That's just great.
Yeah, check him out. Follow him.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, so it's Wednesday, so we have Bob Blake. We have the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Welcome, Bob Blake. I like your swag, by the way.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
It's going good. Going good.
Are you in an undisclosed location?
I am actually, while I'm up in Red Lake right now, where we've been installing solar this last week. So we got the guys up here working, and but you know, I've been on a really couple of good calls today with some national EV electric vehicle people, and so I wanted to do this solar news today about electric vehicles.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah.
And
the war ponies.
Yeah. And the Twin Cities Auto Show is going on right now. And they are, you're able to go out there and test drive, electric vehicles for free. Right. And, I am told that the Volkswagen ID.4 is the most popular so far. People have said that this is their most fun to drive. So, but they have the Kia Niro, they have the Outlander, they have all these cool electric vehicles out there for people to go and test drive. So, I thought that I'd put the solar news around with the Solar Bear around electric vehicles tonight because this is going on in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, and in Wisconsin and Chicago, we also have that will be electric war ponies. Yes. Love it.
So, Robert, the first story comes out of Bakersfield, California, mm-hmm. and they are opening the very first electric vehicle truck stop, a 25-megawatt, 40 charge stations, fast charging stations out in Bakersfield, California. Is mm-hmm. this pretty cool or what? The first ever electric vehicle truck stop.
It's coming, no matter how much everybody's fighting it. It's coming, right?
It is happening. And the second story is Lamborghini, Robert. Lamborghini, you know, the sports cars. Cannonball Run, you know, those really cool looking sports cars. Well, check this out, Robert. They are going fully electric by 2024. and our Lamborghinis are all going to be electric.
That's two years. That's crazy. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't this? Yeah. I've got something to say about that too here at the end. I'll tell you some more about it.
I know what I want for my birthday in 2024,
yeah,
Wendy.
Right. Well, you better win the lottery.
I got to speak to this national EV guy today. It was so enlightening talking to this guy. He's an expert. But I'll tell you more about that here in a second. CBS News just ran this really great story on how electric vehicles are less expensive to own than gas-powered vehicles. They did the comparison over like 3 years or something like that. It's a really cool story. I mean, I think if you Google it, and you can go on my Facebook too, you could see it. But they just do all the comparisons, and they just really break it down how electric vehicles are just less to own over time. So
That's good to know.
Yeah, yeah. My lease is up too. I'm ready to go electric.
Yeah, maybe we could start with like a hybrid, and then we can go all electric, right? We'll ease into it.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, guys. So you know what I'm doing. That's what I do too. That's why I drive an Outlander PHEV, and I get 75 miles to the gallon. So I'm doing that, Andy. Yep.
That's fantastic. That really is.
Volkswagen. Now, this is a great story here. Volkswagen has figured out a way to recycle 95% of the materials from the electric vehicle. Oh. 95%, Robert, they can recycle from the electric vehicles. Volkswagen has figured this out. They've already got a system worked out to do this. Isn't this incredible?
Game changers. This is a game changer segment today, Wendy.
Didn't you tell us once, too, that Volkswagen was going to change their name to Volkswagen?
Yeah. Yeah, they were talking about that. They were seriously considering this. It was like an April Fool's thing, too. But they were seriously considering this because here's this goal. That's a great segue, Wendy, into this next story because – Ford is unveiling the Ford Lightning today. Whoa. And President Joe Biden was out driving it today and test driving it and taking on its inaugural run, so to speak. And so they have the best selling truck right in the market, right?
F-150.
For years. And they're doing this Ford Lightning, which is the F-150. It's a Ford F-150 Lightning. Mm-hmm. And President Biden was out driving it today, and they're unveiling it today. So that was a perfect segue into that story. So, yeah, that's just incredible.
I saw him. I saw Biden on a TV while driving it, and he said he was a Ford guy. So
yeah, he was a car guy. He said in the beginning, "I'm a car guy, and I love this."
Yeah.
So I mean, here's the thing, everyone. So I want to tell you what this guy told me today. And it was really interesting because he was talking about how, like, all these electric vehicles coming out from all these different car makers, right? Mm-hmm. And right now we kind of are just kind of thinking Tesla, right?
Right.
And he was telling me, he says, I would think, like, whatever one you wanted, like, that's what they're going to be making now. He says, and the price is going to start coming down big time. Mm-hmm. And – because there's so many car makers that are coming out with complete lineups. And so this is really exciting, everyone, because, you know, we're talking about electric vehicles for the masses now. And, I mean, this is like, you know, this is going to be happening really, really quick. This transition into electric vehicles. I mean, honestly, Robert, 2025, I mean, most of these car makers are going to have their lineups around this. And there's no stopping this now, Robert. And this just goes back to our point, like, why do we need line three? Like, why do we need these pipelines now? You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense. It really doesn't, especially when the entire market is, like, moving in this direction. So he talked about China because he was an advisor to China around their EV, like, revolution they're going over there. And he was telling me that the reason why China is doing this is because they were thinking about per mile, right? And the cost of owning electric vehicles compared to gas powered vehicles. And it's just way cheaper for the country to have all electric fleets. And so I just thought that was really interesting. And, you know, he's like, you know, the United States is just, we got to get going, you know. So
what's really interesting is that these companies are ahead of our government again. So they're five or six steps ahead. It isn't the government. The government can help with policy and help these companies, but they see, they're not doing this because they love the environment. They see money and they see the future. And so, you know, they're leading the way, right?
Yeah, they absolutely are. And, you know, it's, you know, here's the thing, you know, like we, you know, we're trying to put together something with Standing Rock around electric vehicles. And so you'll be hearing about it, Robert, but, that's why we had this guy in talking with us today. And so the whole thing behind what we're doing is like, you know, let's not build pipelines. Let's build an electric vehicle charging network instead. So this would be really exciting. We'll be talking more about it here in the future. But I mean, this is just the way it's got to be, Robert.
Yeah, definitely. So, hey, can you talk a little bit about what you're doing up in Red Lake? I know you have that big solar farm that you're building and you're right in the middle of that now, it sounds like, huh?
Well, yeah, no, we're actually on the buildings right now. We're putting on the job training center. We're finishing up the job training center stuff. So that's what I got the guys up there doing right now. They've been working hard and I'm just really proud of them, Robert. You know, our people are installing solar and every time I see natives installing solar, I get so excited. By the way, Robert, I am doing an interview tomorrow with Solar Power World tomorrow. Wow. And I used to go to Barnes & Noble and read Solar Power World and 6 years ago. And now I'm going to be like the story in Solar Power World. And I'm just so excited that they're going to do a story on Solar Bear and the Red Lake Solar Project. So that's just such a cool thing for me right there.
It is cool. You. And you know what? We're really proud of you. And I know your brothers are and your brother is and your family is and everyone that knows you is – so proud of you and you're helping lead the way in a good way for our people. And we can't say enough about that, Wen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I want to let everybody know too, listening to Joe McNeil from the Sage Development Authority from Standing Rock, he's going to be doing, the Jane Fonda Fire Drill Friday on this Friday. Right. He's going to be talking about some really cool stuff I was just on the phone with Joe today and he's a good buddy of mine out there. So, I always want to uplift our brothers and sisters around the country, Robert, you know, just like you always do.
I appreciate it. Hey, I was thinking of you today and, one of the things was that we had a guest on earlier that his thing is to talk about remember the last question they asked each presidential, campaign about the medals? When we were in Iowa, I was thinking about you, and it was like to rescind those medals from Wounded Knee, the Stain Act. Yeah. Remember that? Yeah, we had a guest on talking about that today, and I was thinking about you and our trip down to Iowa and how cool that was. And can people get your swag? Because you have some really cool swag on right now. I mean, is there a store where you can buy that?
Yes, I have your swag, Robert, and I have Ogama's swag. I don't have Wendy's swag because, full disclosure, I gave Wendy's swag to Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
Well, I'm going to go find her and get it back.
Right.
Congresswoman Omar has got Wendy's swag right now. But hold on, though.
So I'm going to go find some constituents and go to her office and get my swag.
I am going to order your swag when I get back to the Twin Cities on Friday for sure this time. But I do have Robert's swag and I have Ogama's swag.
All right. Well, you know, Wendy and I like wearing the same clothes, so we'll have to wait until we get Wendy's swag. Hey, Pini Gigi, and thank you so much, Bob, for all you do. This is Robert Blake with Solar Bear with the Solar News, and we'll be right back after this short message with we're going to talk sacred animals.
Stay with us.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hey, this part of the show is dedicated to those who give back and fight back for our people and our relatives. And our relatives are with hooves, tails, feathers. You can say it, Wendy. I have your mic on.
I'm mouthing the...
Yes, he's helping me out here. Hey, all things are our relatives, and what we do to everything we do to ourselves, all is one black elk. I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy Pilot. Wendy has been an animal advocate for many years. She's a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and she works on animal issues at the local and state level. This is our sacred animal section. Tell us your name, Wendy, and tell us what you talk about.
Yeah. So my name is Hanajihihani, and that means cares for them, and I was given that name by my Dega, Curtis. So as always, Curtis, thank you so much. And Robert, I wanted to talk to you about that tiger. Do you remember the tiger that was found in Texas roaming around?
Yeah.
Well, I have an update.
He was in jail or whatever. Do you want to?
Well, not about the guy. I was going to give an update about the tiger. I don't care about the guy.
Okay,
I don't care about the guy. I think he's up for murder or something. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And
but
he's got a tiger.
Actually, you know, I get the blog from the Humane World. It's called A Humane World, and it's Kitty Block's blog. And Kitty Block is the CEO and president of the Humane Society of the United States. And I always kind of think it's kind of cute that her name is Kitty. and it's the Humane Society of the United States. But here's the tiger. I don't know if anybody I know a lot of people know about this, that the tiger arrived at the HSUS. So the Humane Society of the United States has their own sanctuary. It's called Black Beauty Ranch, and it's in Texas. India, that was the name of the tiger that was running loose in Texas. It was only 9 months old. It was a victim of the exotic pet trade. She, India, arrived at the Cleveland Amory Black Beauty Ranch, a sanctuary owned by the Humane Society of the United States, and it is in Texas. Yeah, it's in Texas. The tiger, after a mysterious disappearance and a week of dramatic plot twists, he is now safe and settling in at the sanctuary. Thankfully. Oh, thank you, Ogama. If you're watching on Facebook, there's a picture of India.
He looks chill.
Totally chill. I love that. But thankfully, no humans or animals were hurt in the incident, and the police officer fortunately exercised restraint and did not shoot the tiger. And that was my main, all I see. When I see a bear running through a neighborhood or some animal that gets loose out of somewhere, I just... Usually they end up dead. So I'm really, really happy that they must have targeted it with, some sleeping aids and, took him off to the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
But the outcome could have been tragic for both the tiger and the people who live in Texas. Just ask one of the many people who have been maimed after running in with a pet lion or a tiger, or ask one of the unfortunate people who have lost a loved one to a fatal mauling. Whenever you scratch the surface of a tiger pet trade, you'll find tremendous animal suffering. Mm. So, all across the United States, tigers, lions, and other big cats, they're in basements, they're in garages, they're in tiny indoor cages. These people buy these pets, under scrupulous.
How in the heck are these legal to have a big, big lion?
I know. Well, you know what? These unscrupulous people, they get these animals and they're cute, right?
The
little ones. Mm. But you get them and you think that it's going to be a cute little kitten, and that's people's intention is to keep it as a pet. But then, 9-10 months later, the instincts of this wild animal kicks in and it no longer can be you know, a pet. You can't keep it. So then what happens to the animal? Then the animal is locked up.
Yep, in right? a small cage.
It's a small cage, doesn't get the fulfillment that it needs. It's not fed the right food, and it suffers from problems. And
how can that be legal?
Well, we're working on it. We're working on legislation. Right, and in fact, tomorrow at 2 o'clock, I'm going to be on the phone with Amy Klobuchar's legislative assistant talking about different bills to help animals. Actually, we have four different bills we're going to be presenting to the legislative assistant. And apparently this person is animal friendly, so I'm really happy to hear about that. So in short order, the cute, cuddly, oversized kitten becomes a massive, unpredictable predator. And that's when the fates of tigers like India typically take a dramatic turn for the worst. When their natural predatory instincts kick in, they lose their status as the beloved pet.
Yeah.
Right? Fortunately, this will not be India's fate. Houston authorities did make a remarkable job in locating him and ensuring his safety.
Gosh.
So I'm really happy that the cat is, going to be in the sanctuary. He'll get a good diet. He'll get enrichment. And there's an expansive, naturally wooded habitat where he could
roam
around. And they're going to be introducing India to two other tigers
easy,
that they have there.
Easy.
Yeah. So India will have friends to hang out with.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It really
platonic
is.
Platonic friends. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that they fix the cats, too, so that they can't reproduce.
Hmm.
Yeah. But here's the thing that I wanted to talk about also. This is why our organization, HSUS, and our colleagues at the Humane Society Legislation Fund are working so hard with members of Congress to pass the Big Cat Public Safety Act. So that's what we're working on. We're also pushing hard to secure legislation in Texas, New York, and other states whose laws on keeping of private exotic are too laxed, leading directly to the kind of situation that put India and Houston residents at a serious risk. So we need to keep working on legislation to pass laws that people aren't allowed to keep these animals as pets, because it only really ends up in, a bad thing.
I know we only have like a minute left, mm-hmm. but remember when we went and drove and found that that area with all those cats?
Yes,
you remember that?
I do. So I wish I remember the name of it, but it was where you can go take a picture with a wild animal.
But it was in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, they had all these kind of wild animals. I do remember that. I'm going to look up that place up again. I'm going to see if it's still around, because I know they were getting a lot of pushback. But I wanted to mention the Wild Cat Sanctuary, and they're in Sandstone, Minnesota, right in here. And I actually went there with a bunch of my colleagues, and we helped build a fence for the cats there. That's a sanctuary that brings in big cats just like India that people had and, found at roadside zoos and all kinds of stuff. So don't take pictures with little cubs.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, you can't.
Exactly.
Oh, God. You can't do that. They ran us out of there. Remember that?
Yes, they did, because I was taking pictures of the animals. They had a baby bear. They had a wolf. They had I think they did have a tiger or a lion in there, too.
I don't know. It was sickening. Sickening. Mm-hmm. Leave them alone.
Yes.
Free, or, help them out if they aren't free to be in those sanctuaries. Peeny Geegee Wendy, that was hot on the news, and I really appreciate that update. And talking about our sacred animals is so, so important. So I really want to say thank you. And I would like to end with these thoughts. If you're listening to this show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, or run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And I want to thank Wendy Pilot, Ogama, Solar Bear, Robert Blake. I also want to thank Lewis Eagle Thunder, who is just awesome. TikTok famous. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier. Stop line 3.